语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的直播节目精短拼访，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Bruce。
Well, Jingjing, we're off on our travels today. This is something I like, you know, havingPersonally, I just returned from Anhui and really enjoy myself there. Travel is in my blood, in my mind. But this time, we're talking with somebody who's travelled a lot further than Anhui or Beijing. We're talking with Jeff Raby. Jeff, the former Australian ambassador to China, quite a character who really loves travelling. In fact, he seems to spend all his days, every day, travelling somewhere.
今天呢，我们要带着大家啊，继续呢到祖国的大好河山啊，或者是到这个世界各地呢去天下观奇一下。我们今天要去赏一个特别的项目，骑马象深山，入蒙赏鹰猎。So where are we heading to?
Well, in Chinese, what do you call it? Mongol.
蒙古国。
Is that correct? 蒙古。
对了。
Yeah. Or as we say, Mongolia. Now, what happened was Jeff was in Mongolia a few months ago, but the way he got there was to actually fly up from Beijing to arrive at the Russian eastern seaport of Vladivostok. And from Vladivostok, he took a train for 3 days across the Trans-Siberian Railway to a small city called Ulan-Ude, which is in Russia. He then travelled down by road to the Mongolian capital, Ulaanbaatar,And then from Ulaanbaatar, he flew to the far west of Mongolia, where we're going today, to go to this place, Bayan Ulge, where he went to see an amazing festival, the Eagle Festival, as we'll talk about.
今天呢，我们这位导游还是位大名鼎鼎的人物，他是前澳大利亚的驻华大使 Jeff Raby, 瑞杰瑞先生。最近呢，他完成了一次非常值得一提的旅行，分别搭乘火车、汽车和飞机，穿越了东北亚的一些偏远的地区。In this part of their expedition, Jeff and his friends have reached Mongolia. From the capital Ulaanbaatar, they flew westwards in a modern turboprop to a spectacular mountainous area close to the borders with Russia and Kazakhstan. 他和朋友们呢抵达了蒙古国，他们从首都乌兰巴托搭乘一架现代涡轮螺旋桨飞机一路向西，到达了一个靠近俄罗斯和哈萨克斯坦边境的山区。哎，他们去那儿做什么呢？ What are they doing out there?
Well, they went to see this Eagle Festival, which is very much a local festival for the local people, but increasingly visitors, tourists are coming to travel there to watch this.Because one of the things that you discover in Mongolia is a very, very close relationship of the people to the animals. A very close relationship with nature. And they haven't lost that. And this, you know, festival is very much part of the culture. Now, just ask when people are actually online, have any of you actually been up to Mongolia? Have any of you travelled to Mongolia? Let me know, because I have a few times andLet's see whether any of you have been up there.
那他为什么要去蒙古呢？这么不辞千里啊 ！The reason for going to far west Mongolia was to observe the Eagle Festival. 是为了去亲自感受著名的猎鹰节。This is a traditional annual event which remembers the long and close local associations with nature.这是一个非常传统的年度活动，意在纪念当地人与自然之间悠久而密切的关系。
Let me give you one or two bits of information. When I've traveled to Mongolia, I went by train from Beijing. And you go up over the Badaling Pass, eventually up through Shanxi and up to Neimongo. You cross the border, and then when you're waking up the next morning on the train going through the Gobi Desert in Mongolia, you suddenly realize there are almost no people. The place is incredibly empty from people, but the visibility is amazing. And you arrive at the capital, Ulaanbaatar, which most of the people in the whole country live in Ulaanbaatar. You know, and I think the population of Ulaanbaatar is roughly 1 million, maybe just over 1 million, and it's more than half the population of the country live there. Go beyond Ulaanbaatar, and there are no major cities. And you think the size of Beijing, 23 million people approximately in Beijing, you know, 10 times the population of what you would have in Mongolia. So there's lots of land, lots of space, and lots of wildlife, lots of nature.
其实我们很多这个同学们可能都没有听说过哈，这个少数民族啊，哈萨克族啊，跟这个猎鹰有这么密切的关系。那这样一个节日呢，如果我们有兴趣，就是看那么一两眼，或者是了解那么一点点的话，应该会非常的有趣的。这样的一个 Eagle Festival， 这是今天的我们的一个 main topic， 我们就要说一说。Central to the festival, of course, were the eagles.And in this feature, Jeff describes some of the amazing things he and his friends witnessed. 当然猎鹰节的核心呢，自然就是老鹰了。虽然说除了赛骆驼之外呢，还有一些马术和狩猎的表演，当然核心肯定是猎鹰了。今日的精短听力当中呢，这个瑞杰瑞将会讲述他和朋友们在节日当中呢观赏到的一些奇景。
One other thing that you notice, even in the capital, Ulaanbaatar, is the close relationship of the people to horses. The horse is very much part of the life of the Mongolian people. And even in the city centre, I remember sitting there having a beer, outdoor cafe, and this man came up riding a horse. It was a fascinating place to be.
是啊，这个草原上的哈萨克人啊，这个我们都知道哈，跟咱们内陆的生活是不一样的。他们既是畜牧业的行家，也是捕猎的能手。他们的那些传统的捕猎武器呢，除了这个猎狗之外呢，主要就是猎鹰了 ，eagles。每当冬季出猎的时候，哇，这个彪悍的哈萨克猎手身跨天山骏马，手托凶猛的猎鹰，在猎犬的前呼后拥之下，放马奔驰于山林草上。每次行猎呢，都必有所收获。那所得之物，不论是黄羊、狐狸，还是野鸡、野兔，都要归功于这个灵巧勇猛的猎鹰。我们知道，鹰是猛禽啊，是很难被驯养的。但是如果让它听从猎手的指挥的话，必须有一套驯服的方法。那么驯服一段时间以后呢，它就可以发挥最佳的捕猎功能。有的时候呢，这个要是一家人里要是有一只很驯养的很强悍的猎鹰，甚至是可以养活一家人的。所以 the eagles are amazing.
I'm watching the photographs that Anya is posting on the web page. She's featuring photographs, beautiful photographs of eagles. Yes, Carrie also putting photographs on. Great, I love.This, because last time, Jing Jing, last program we had was talking like also about birds.
Yes.
And now here we are again about eagles. People obviously love the natural life, the beauty of it, and I'm glad to see this.
我们已经欣赏了一些的人与自然的生命的连结了吧。上一次呢，我们讲了北京观鸟，今天呢，我们来说一说在哈萨克观一下巨鸟啊。虽然说是去蒙古的西部观这个猎鹰节呢，实际上这是哈萨克族人的一种传统，就是人和猎鹰之间的这种相互相生的一些关系。好，那接下来呢，我们就进入到今天的这个听力的训练当中，有两段的 dialogues 和 tracks 一起来收听和感受一下。
To the far west of Mongolia, near the borders with Kazakhstan, Russia
was the real focus of the trip. The main motivation for it was to go to exactly that place, Bayan Olgi. And every year they have the Eagle Festival there. And we went to the Eagle Festival for a couple of days. Apart from how amazing it is to see these huge birds, like they weigh 22 kilos or something, and the riders on the horses have a rest for their arm to support their arm because the eagle is holding on to their arm. Mm-hmm. And they do amazing games and competitions and so on. But you feel so much that it's just for the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there were foreigners there, tourists, whatever. Quite a few from Australia, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. But you could vaporize the foreigners.And nothing would change.
Yeah.
This is not for anyone other than the locals, and they are so engaged and deeply focused on their own culture and traditions. It is really a remarkable place.
Now I was taken out in one of these Russian minibuses, and we were taken several hours across the grassland semi-desert until we came to this kind of Buddhist shrine. And this was like a circular, not a temple, but kind of a shrine. And you basically walked round this.Throwing cups of vodka onto this thing, you went off to have a big picnic. But it was all locals. There was no, I was the only foreigner there. And all these people very serious about it and going across these grasslands, but there was no proper roads.
And there are no fences and there are no proper roads. And you drive on tracks. And the Mongolians, that's how they do it. And they're comfortable. But No, we flew. It would take the best part of 3 days to drive from Ulaanbaatar to Bayan Olghi. Mm. So we flew to Bayan Olghi. It was quite a fine flight, just a twin-prop plane. It took, from memory, about an hour, 20 minutes, an hour and a half or something. But once you're there, you're in another world. They're Kazakhs. They're not Mongolian. It's a very strong Kazakh culture there. Mm-hmm. And we stayed in a Gur camp. Mm-hmm. The Gur camp was excellent, but it's basic.
The Eagle Festival, what was going on?
It was over 2 days. It began with a big parade and a registration of the participants. There were 92 participants. The oldest was 87, and the youngest was 9 years of age. There was a very young woman who's, I think, 10 or 11 years of age. She, interestingly enough, has just featured in a documentary for the Eagle Huntress. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of demonstrating their skills with the eagles and their relationship and bonding with the eagles. There's a very high hill near the competition ground, and the eagles would be taken up to the top of the hill. A rider would come out, and he would just call the eagle, and the eagle would, 300-400 meters away, would swoop down from the hill and land on his arm or her arm. Another sport was to drag a carcass of a goat behind the horse. Mm-hmm. The rider's eagle would see the carcass and swoop on it and land on it. A whole series of events around eagles. There's even a camel race, which I think is pretty underwhelming myself, but the eagle side of it was really quite superb.
这位大使先生的语速适中，非常照顾我们学习者的听力，所以是很完美的听力材料，再加上内容呢又是这么的有趣，我们一起来学习 Track 1。
Now, we're talking, first of all, to the far west of Mongolia. Mongolia is a vast country. If you look at the map, it's a huge area. And when he went away to the far west, he was going near the borders with Kazakhstan and Russia.
去了什么地方呢? To the far west of Mongolia. Far west.最西部了，老远老远那个西部了，在蒙古的最西部啊，深入蒙古腹地 ，near the borders，border 就是边界了 ，with Kazakhstan 和就是哈萨克斯坦 ，Russia， 那它是靠近与哈萨克斯坦与俄罗斯的边界。
Now that was the real focus of the trip, right? The real focus, the main place, the reason.You were there. Although they took the train journey, although they went to Mongolia, the real focus of his entire journey was to get to this area in the far west of Mongolia, to go exactly to that place, Bayan Olghi, where every year they have the Eagle Festival.
That was the real focus of the trip.A real focus 意思呢就是说是一个真正的中心真正的重点这个地方就是我本次旅行的一个 real focus 重点所在当然也是 the main motivation for it motivation 就是你的动力、啊、你为什么要做这次旅行你的动力是什么你的驱动是什么这也是我这次旅行的主要的动力和目的我就是要 to go exactly to that place明明确确的直指那个方向直奔目的地什么地方呢叫做巴彦乌吉巴彦乌列盖、啊、大家可以查一下这个地名巴彦乌吉 Every year they have the Eagle Festival there 每年在此都会举办猎鹰节
Now apart from how amazing to see these huge birds he's saying you know one of the things was seeing the birds apart from that about seeing these huge birds they weigh 22 kilos or something you know they're very big very heavy but the riders of the horses have a rest for their arm right they have a rest that is there to support their arm right so what have we got He's saying that he wanted to get there for the Eagle Festival, but apart from that, it was to see these amazing huge birds. They weigh 22 kilos or something. And then he's saying how the riders on the horses have a rest for their arm, to support their arm.
What is the riders of the horse have a rest for their arm?
Well, that comes in the next sentence.
接下来我们来看一下 apart from how amazing to see.These huge birds, apart from, 就是除了的意思、啊、除了呢 see these huge birds, 就是看这些巨型的大鸟。 带来的那种 amazing 震撼的视觉的观感之外呢，当然你还要去欣赏别的东西，是不是？好，再说说这个鸟吧，说这个大鸟 they weigh 这个地方做动词，就是说它的体重是多少。大家猜这个鹰的体重大概有多少？ 22 kilos 大概就是重达22公斤左右 or something maybe22左右。
Right, it could be about the 22 kilos, could be a bit more, could be a bit less. And they have this rest for the arm. In other words, they're on the horses, but it's like a kind of a stand, or how would you explain, Jingji? It's something on the horse there, on the saddle, where they can actually rest the arm. The arm is not dropping. It's something to support the arm. Right?
所以呢，接下来来看这句话说 the riders...因为这个鹰呢太沉太重了 The riders of the horse 就是骑手、放鹰的这些人们都是骑手都是在马背上的叫做 riders Riders of the horses have a rest for their arm Have a rest 就是休息
No, we don't mean a rest to lie down and sleep No, a rest is a stand Rest can mean several things It can mean having a rest, having a sleep But a restcan also be a place where you sit, a place to support you, a hand rest, an arm rest. It's something under there that you hold, you rest your arm onto this.
就是一个支撑，一种 stand.
Stand, yeah.
这里呢、have a rest for the arm 的意思呢，就是说他们呢的手臂呢是有一种支撑的。你想一个正常人也不可能在手上老是放22公斤的东西，对不对？
Yeah.
你要是没有那22公斤的东西，你怎么举得起来？你要没那个力量，怎么举得起来22公斤的一只鸟呢？啊，所以说呢 ，the riders of the horses have a rest for the arms. 此处的 rest 指的是一种 stand.
And why do we have this? Because the eagle is holding on to their arm. Do you imagine something 22 kilos that is sitting on your arm? That's a pretty big weight.
你想想 a bag of rice on your arm.
Oh, so you've got this support because otherwise you could never hold the eagle. Right, you've got to have this support while you're on the horse because the eagle is resting on your arm. You've got this support that holds up your arm.And the eagle is sitting on your arm.
你想啊，二十斤都挺重的，何况是22公斤的一只大鸟在你的手臂上，是不是？看着图片挺酷的，好像跟个鸟似的站在手上，其实特别重。所以呢，他们必须的手臂需要一种支撑，这种支撑呢 ，to support their arms， 来支撑他们的手臂，是因为 the eagle is holding on to their arms。Holding on 就是抓在、
yeah.
或者是牢固的停留在他们的手臂上 And
They do amazing games competitions and so on So in other words the eagle is holding on to their arm and these eagles then do some amazing tricks some amazing games some amazing competitions
然后呢他们人和鹰一起还要 do amazing games还要表演一些、不可思议的很神奇的一些配合游戏包括一些 competitions 一些比赛 and so on
Now remember that these eagles they're not tame they're not domestic but they've been trained by the horsemen by the Mongolians right the Mongolians have trained these eagles to do certain things but they're still very dangerous birds
对就是说呢这些鹰呢虽然是被训练的但是他们并不是被驯服的大家明白这两种区别了吗就是你训练他他可以为你服务但是他并不是说忠实于你的而且也不是说就像一般的什么家禽一样这么温顺不是的 They are still pretty dangerous 他们仍然是非常危险的鸟类啊
Yeah, becauseYou know, dangerous animals. Animals are, you know, part of the scene in Mongolia. Even the Ulaanbaatar, I was walking in the woods, people were telling me, be careful, the wolves in the woods, and you get bears, and all kinds of animals. But I saw wolves, and that people learn to live with these wild animals, and the eagle is the wild animal, a real wild bird, but they manage to work with the eagle. So, but what happens...But you feel so much of it is just for the locals. As I said, a lot of what's happening there in Mongolia with the animals, people are very, very close to the nature. And you see the relationship with the horses. And these festivals are festivals, number one, for the local people. They're not put on to simply get tourists or to get money. They're put on as a part of the culture of the people.
这个鹰呢四十多公斤啊，在这个陆地上来捕猎的话是非常，这个是非常厉害的。一般的驯鹰人呢，他们养那种哈什鹤鹰，可以捕到兔子和野鸡等等猎物。如果是需养一只珍贵的博尔古特鹰的话，就可以擒获到狐狸、黄羊、狼，甚至是小熊，这就不得了了哈。刚才我们说了嘛，就是它除了停在手臂上之外呢，这个黑色的猎鹰们也被戴上了皮质的一种眼罩子啊，两个利爪之间呢也是被皮绳给这个拴着的啊。驯鹰人呢右手上戴了厚厚的长手套啊，皮手套呢就护住了整个半个胳膊，这样啊抓住皮绳解下猎鹰的眼罩的时候，这个猎鹰就开始精神抖擞的开始就捕猎了。好，我们来看看这样的一种情景呢，在外人看来啊 ，you feel so much it is just for the locals 啊，你会强烈的感觉到这只是一个给当地人举办的节日啊，不是 put on a show 或者是 making money 还是什么的， mm-hmm. 不是给旅游者专门看的。
Yeah. And sure, there were foreigners there. There were foreigners who'd come up to see that. They were tourists. And quite a few, surprisingly, from Australia, from Odalia. Jeff obviously recognised the voices. So some foreigners, I mean, it's very difficult to get there. It's quite a long journey to reach this place, but foreigners had got there to see this festival.
当然，令人震惊的是，此时此地哈，还是有很多的外国人啊。They were foreigners there, 也有外国人出现。所以这些都是不辞辛劳的想去参观这个节日的人。Tourists, 尤其是游客们。Quite a few. 没想到还有很多 surprisingly from Australia. 还有很多是澳大利亚人。那这个 Jeff 先生可能就是辨认出了自己的老乡啊，从这个 accent 口音当中就能够辨认得出来了。
But you could vaporize the foreigners. You could vaporize them. In other words, you know, what does that mean? You could get rid of them. You could make them disappear. Vaporize them. Turn them into vapor. Right? And have them just disappear. And nothing would change. Because in other words, the festival was for the locals. The foreigners, the visitors, were on the edge of the festival. They were not part of the festival. They came to watch it. But the festival was for the local people.
这里有个单词很有意思哦，说 But you could vaporize. 这词很有趣。它是蒸发的意思，我们说人间蒸发就这个词 vaporize， 就算这外国人的人间蒸发、哎、意思是什么呢，就算他们不在场 and nothing would change， 这个节日的内容也不会有什么样的变化。 Why is that?
Because this was not for anyone other than the locals.
这个句型有意思啊，知道什么叫做 not for anyone other than， 你知道这是什么意思吗？
Right? It's the local people. So they are so engaged and deeply focused on their own culture and traditions. The people have very deep culture, very deep traditions based on the land, the animals, the nomadic system of farming. So they are so engaged. In other words, they're caught up. You engage your gear. You know, you're locked in. You're caught up and deeply focused. In other words, you're looking at this. This is what you mainly think about.You focus, you think about the culture, the tradition. Very, very traditional people, very strong with their culture.
对了，刚才我们说的这个短语叫 was not for anyone other than， 它的意思就是不是给别人除了，那意思就是说专门给，一定要学会这个句型啊， not for anyone other than， 意思就是给，专门给后面那个这个主语的 locals， 当地人，这就是专门面向当地人举办的哈。举办给当地人看的。 They are so engaged. Engaged 就是投入啊，十分的投入，这个精力上是全神贯注的投入着参与着。另外呢是 deeply focused on their own culture and traditions， 是深深的关注着自己的那些文化和传统。所以呢 Jeff 就说It is a remarkable place.
Yeah, the whole place is remarkable. It's a really an amazing place to go. Remember, in Western Mongolia, there are very few people live there. It's mountainous, it's lakes, it's forests. Very few people. And you've got this festival. It's quite a remarkable place to be.
其实除了这个蒙古、啊、这个哈萨克族、啊、包括像乌这个巴彦乌列盖之外呢，在咱们中国的新疆啊，新疆在 阿合奇县也是一个中国的猎鹰故乡啊，每年呢也会举办这个猎鹰的文化节，非常有意思啊，有什么猎鹰捕兔啊、活捉狐狸啊、赛马呀、阿拉斯跳火呀等等等等。咱们国家这个阿合奇县的科尔克孜族人也有驯鹰，很悠久的历史，至今呢也完整保留着原始的一种驯养方式。他们在放牧的时候经常提着马到那种高达近百米的高山顶上，将自己驯养的猎鹰放飞啊。当这个英国的驯鹰专家看到了这一套的技艺以后，都非常赞叹啊，说这个世界上猎鹰的故乡就在阿合奇县的苏姆塔什乡，观看猎鹰捕获食物那种妙趣横生、惊心动魄的场面，甚至是胜过了西班牙看斗牛。
Now, it's now me having a bit of the conversation. I'm talking about when I was in Mongolia. I was taken out in a Russian minibus. Now, the small buses are Russian because in Mongolia, they do not produce any cars or buses. The population is too small, the market is too small, so they import. And because of the connections with Russia, the transport connections, that a lot of the buses are Russian built. So they have these Russian minibuses. We went for several hours across the grasslands and the semi-desert. Right? We travelled across the grasslands, and I can tell you, there were no roads. You were simply in a minibus driving across the grassland. There were tracks, there were marks where other vehicles had been, but there's no roads like what we know here. We were travelling in open country. It was amazing. And into semi-desert land.
对了，在草原上呢肯定是没有路的，但是车呢是照样开的，但是没有那个像样的大路。啊，他就说呢，这老布就说 I was taken out in a Russia minibus. 这个是 taken out, 就是我被带上了。啊，我被带上了一个 Russian, 一辆俄罗斯产的这种 minibus, 小型的客车。另外呢是 several hours across the grassland, 我的天哪，要开了几个小时穿越这个草原。然后呢是 semi-desert, 还有半沙漠地区，就在那个小车颠簸上颠颠颠颠颠颠个几个小时。
Yeah. Until we came to this Buddhist shrine. Now, this is the middle of nowhere, you know, it's just amongst a lot of rocks.And this Buddha shrine, this was a pile of stones, circular pile of stones. There was a Buddha shrine on it, and it was inside, you know, the Mongolian tent, like a ger. And what happened was people walked round this pile of stones, and as they were walking round, so they'd take bits, you know, they would splash bits of vodka or baijiu onto the rocks. This was part of a kind of tradition. Walk around this several times, and they throwing this spirit onto the rocks.
期间呢，还有一些给他留下印象深刻的经历哈，比如说呢，啊，他们就一直驱车吧，驱车去了哪儿呢 ？Until we came to this Buddhist shrine, 直到我们到达了这样的一个佛教的圣殿。啊 ，shrine 指的就是圣殿，供奉神佛的地方。Buddhist shrine 可能也就是这个石头可能搭起来的啊一种供养场所吧。People walk around this, throwing cups of vodka onto this. 啊，周围呢就看见很多当地的人们在做着一些仪式，人们就 walk around this.就 work around this Buddhist shrine、人们就围着这个地方一圈一圈的走转圈，同时呢 throwing cups of vodka, 嘿，你看看这个供的是什么，伏特加酒哈、啊，一杯一杯的伏特加酒可以这个撒在这个地方。
And then we went off to a big picnic. So you did this walking around the Buddhist shrine, throwing the vodka, and then it's a big picnic. And in Mongolia, a lot of your picnic was big lumps of yangro, lots of lamb. And you cut this with a big knife and had this with the bread and other foods. But yangro is probably the number one meat that people were eating. And they certainly loved the yangro.
然后呢 you went off, 然后你就离开了，去干嘛呢 to have a big picnic, 去吃一个非常非常丰盛的野餐啊 picnic 的这词儿的意思是在室外吃东西，在草原上吃东西吃野餐啊，打着篝火吃野餐。
But it was all for the locals. This was for the local people. Again, they were almost, well, I was the only foreigner that was there. It was all people who'd come out from Ulaanbaatar. who'd come out to this, the shrine, and they were going through this ceremony there. And see, I was the only foreigner, but people, you know, treated me very well, was very nice to me, quite amused. I also walked around, threw the vodka onto the stones, although I really didn't know what I was doing, but I enjoyed it.
啊，说到这里呢，老波就想起了自己当年呢在蒙古的时候玩的时候啊，所有的这些经历啊，包括是吃野餐呢，然后他就说 ，It was all locals， 野餐的呢都是本地人 ，I was the only foreigner， 我才是那个其中唯一的外国人，就是那个可以去 vaporize 那个。
That's right, yeah, yeah. If I hadn't been there, nobody would even notice. So we went across these grasslands. Remember, when you see the images of Mongolia, quite a bit of it is grassland, but it's also desert and mountains. It's not all grassland. But the grassland is where you've got the grazing of the sheep. I know, for example, there's a chain of hot pot restaurant, Little Sheep, in Beijing.
Mm.
Right? I remember going to Little Sheep, and there was a photograph of the grassland in Neimongo. Huge photograph. You saw the sheep were grazing beside this river. And it was just like that. That's what I mean by the grasslands. Beautiful countryside. So we went across the grasslands, no proper roads. Then Jeff's saying there are no fences, there are no proper roads. You drive on tracks.
你看看，我们穿过这些草原了。We went across this grassland. 穿越过去了。虽然呢 ，there were no proper roads. Proper 就是合适的、像样的。哎呦，虽然都没有那种像样的一条大路。There were no fences. 也没有栅栏啊，隔开这个路啊和非路。No proper roads, 没有正式的马路。 And you drive on tracks, 你只能沿着小路开。 The
Mongolians, that's how they do it, right? For the Mongolians, that's what happens. You go out of Ulaanbaatar, there's proper roads, of course, in Ulaanbaatar. It's a city, but when you leave the city, when you go westwards, you're into a countryside that there's very few people, and the roads, basically, you drive across the grassland, and the grassland is hard. You can't drive across the grassland.
但是 the Mongolians, that's how they do it. 蒙古人他们就是这么做的哈。所以这后面一点点呢，是关于当地的一些风土人情。好，第一段就是这样了。我们来给大家出几个听力的问题 questions.
Mary, questions. Number one, why did Jeff Raby travel to the far west of Mongolia?
哎，这个杰瑞杰先生为什么大老远的跑到蒙古西部去了呢？
Number two, how heavy can the eagles be?
这下我们知道了，一只老鹰大概能有多重啊
？Number three, what do horse riders do?
骑手们通常会做什么
？Number four, who is the festival really for?
这个节日真正为谁而办
？Five, what is missing on the grasslands?
草原上却没有什么呢
？To the far west of Mongolia, near the borders with Kazakhstan, Russia was the real focus of the trip. The main motivation for it was to go to exactly that place, Bayan Olgi, and every year they have the Eagle Festival there, and we went to the Eagle Festival for a couple of days. Apart from how amazing it is to see these huge birds, like they weigh 22 kilos or something, and the riders on the horses have a rest for their arm to support their arm because the eagle is holding on to their arm, and they do amazing games and competitions and so on. But you feel so much that it's just for the locals.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there were foreigners there, tourists, whatever, quite a few from Australia, which surprised me. Mm-hmm. But you could vaporize the foreigners and nothing would change.
Yeah.
This is not for anyone other than the locals, and they are so engaged and deeply focused on their own culture and traditions. It's really a remarkable place.
Now I was taken out in one of these Russian minibuses, and we were taken several hours across the grassland semi-desert until we came to this kind of Buddhist shrine. And this was a circular, not a temple, but a kind of a shrine. And you basically walked round this, throwing cups of vodka onto this thing. You went off to have a big picnic. But it was all locals. There was no, I was the only foreigner there. And all these people very serious about it, and going across these grasslands, but there was no proper roads.
And there are no fences, and there are no proper roads, and you drive on tracks. And the Mongolians, that's how they do it, and they're comfortable. But
好，今天这一段听力呢，跟以往的相比，那简直就是慢悠悠的了，所以想必大家都没有什么问题。好，我们来看看第一题啊 ，Why did Jeff Raby travel to the far west of Mongolia？
To visit the annual Eagle Festival.
就是为了参观这个一年一度的猎鹰节。How heavy can the eagle be?
22 kilos.
22 kilos, 22公斤。What do the horse riders do?
Amazing games, competitions, and so on.
他们会表演好看的游戏和比赛等等。Who is this festival really for?
The local people.
当地人。What is missing on the grassland?
No fences, no proper roads.
反正就是原生态，没有围栏，也没有正式的马路。好，第二段，我们来看更多精彩。Track 2.
Right.Now, with track two, we flew, right? We flew, in other words, went by aeroplane. It would take the best part of 3 days to drive from Ulaanbaatar to Bayan Uge.
We flew. 我们选择了坐飞机。为什么呢? It would take the best part of 3 days. 实际上, best part of 3 days.
Right.
等于 3 days.
To 3 days, we'll go from Ulaanbaatar to Bayan Uge. Ulaanbaatar, the capital.And take you 3 days to drive, because the roads are not very good, a very slow journey. You know, you don't have expressways like you have here. But so, we flew. That's actually basically the way that people get around Mongolia. They fly. There's lots of smallish aeroplanes that fly to all these little places, and it's a way of getting around the country. So we flew, quite a fine flight, just a twin prop.Plane, a twin prop plane. In other words, you had two engines, both engines working with the propeller, not a jet plane, but it was a twin prop plane. And it took about an hour and a half once you were. It took about an hour and a half, you know, 90 minutes to fly from Ulaanbaatar to Bayan Uge. But once you were there, you were in another world.
第一句话当中呢 ，the best part of 3 days， 这里可能大家不好理解，其实它就是说三天当中最好的时光吧，等于三天。那用这个表达其实就是三天的意思。从乌兰巴托坐车呢，要到巴彦乌列盖，要花上整整三天的时间啊，他们太急了，等不了。所以呢 ，we flew 就是 fly 的过去式嘛，我们就坐飞机了，我们就飞过去。It was quite a fine flight.飞行旅途还不错啦，挺棒的。Just a twin prop plane. 这个 twin prop 的意思就是双发双螺旋桨飞机。然后呢 ，took about an hour and a half， 飞了一个半小时就到了。
Right, and once you were there, you were in another world. There are Kazakhs, not Mongolians, right? So when you get to the far west of Mongolia, the people generally there who are living there are the Kazakh people, right?And they have a very strong Kazakh culture. You may think the culture looks very similar, but for people who know it, look at it, then they can see that there's differences. So there were Kazakh people, and the Kazakhs also use the gear, or in Chinese you call it Mongoban. Mongobal. So you have live in the tent, but there are differences. And if you look at the different tents, what you have with the Kazakh people and the Mongolian, you can actually spot differences in the architecture of the tents. So there's different culture, but the people in the far west, because you're close to Kazakhstan, and you've got this strong Kazakh culture.
Once you are there, 一旦你到达那个地方了, you are in another world, 你就到达了另外的一个世界。They are Kazakhs, 他们是哈萨克人, not Mongolian, 不是蒙古人。It is a very strong Kazakh culture, 啊，当地呢有非常 strong, 这里我们理解为非常浓郁的 Kazakh culture, 哈萨克族的文化。
We stayed in a gear camp. That's the tents, the circular tent. We stayed in a gear camp. And as you say, Mongobal, right, in the Mongobal. And you stay there in the gear camp. It was excellent, but it was basic. I mean, if you stay in the tent, then you're not having the facilities like proper toilet, proper washing facility, and so it's pretty basic. In other words, you're staying much more like the ordinary people, the local people, how they stay in the camp, in the tent.
我们 PK 台的听友跟着老布是走南闯北哈，去蒙古都不知道好多少次了，所以这个 gear 这个单词呢 ，gear 我们是非常熟悉的，就是蒙古包啊，听声音也萌萌的，很可爱，叫 gear. We stay in a gear camp. 我们就住在那蒙古包里，非常好。It was excellent.但是呢 ，it was basic， 就是设施什么的，当然很简单了哈，比较简单。
Right. So I was saying, the Eagle Festival, what's going on? What's this about the Eagle Festival? What's happening with that? And Jeff's saying, it was over 2 days. It took over 2 days and began with a big parade and registration of the participants. Right? So it was over 2 days that this lasted. And it began with a big parade and the registration of the participants, the people who were active, who were taking part in the festival.
我们再来继续说说这个 Eagle Festival, 猎鹰节哈。What was going on? 到底是一个什么样的情况呢？啊，他就跟我们说呢， It was over 2 days. 整个节日大约会持续两天多一点儿。It began with a big parade. 啊，和任何盛大的节日一样，都得以什么呢？大游行开场，哎，这个所有的参赛队员哈都得列队走出来啊。这个示众 began with a big parade and the registration of the participants. 哦，还有非常严格的登记注册，谁来登记注册呢 ？Registration participants， 参赛者、参与者要开始登记注册。
There were 92 participants. The oldest was 87 and the youngest was 9.Right, so you had 92 people taking part. One of the horseperson was 87 years old and still riding on the horse, and the youngest was only 9 years old. See, the Mongolian people in the countryside become very familiar with the horse right from literally from the moment they can walk.
There were 92 participants. Participants 就是参与者。当时这个活动呢，有92名参与者，近百人了，规模还是挺大的。最老的 ，the oldest was 87， 有87岁 ；the youngest 9， 最小的是9岁。看来这个蒙古的小朋友们啊，这个哈萨克的小朋友们，应该是很小就熟悉了马呀、牛啊、羊啊这些动物和自然有亲密的接触了。这个咱们国家这个阿河旗县的柯尔克孜族人，他们每年的这个这种猎鹰节的比赛呢，这选手也是从十几岁到七八十岁不等，每年这乡里呢都云集着百余只猎鹰来举行猎鹰的捕猎比赛，你看差不多都是有那么一百来号人左右的规模。
There was a very young woman, right? Actually, I would say a young girl, a very young woman who was 10 or 11 years of age, and she, interestingly enough,has just featured in a documentary called The Eagle Huntress. Now, Jing Jing has put photographs onto the web pages, and you actually see this girl called The Eagle Huntress, and she's only about 10 or 11 years old. She's on a horse, and she is very involved with the eagles. So you can see the photographs on the website.
其中呢，有一位非常年轻的女孩子啊，叫她 woman， 实际上是一个 girl， 大概就是 10 or 11 years of age。十岁或十一岁左右吧，十来岁啊，还没小学毕业呢，差不多。She interestingly enough has 很有趣的是呢，她 just featured 这里做动词啊，就是说参演或者是出演什么，她正好是一个 documentary 一个纪录片里边的女主角。这个纪录片呢叫做 Eagle Huntress 女鹰猎人，女鹰猎人。是这样一个纪录片，我们那个听友当中刚才还有人告诉我说，昨天刚看了 BBC 的纪录片啊，这个关于这个 Eagle Hunter 或 Eagle Huntress 的。
Right, and it's a matter of demonstrating their skills with the eagles, right? They basically, people competing or participating are showing the skills they have, are showing their relationship and bonding with the eagles. Now, although the eagle is not a domestic animal, the eagle has a relationship with the people on the horses, with the humans, who have become, let's say, friends with the eagle, who feed the eagle, who work with the eagle.And they respect each other. The eagle is not afraid of the people. The people are not afraid of the eagle. They are very close together. But an ordinary person coming up couldn't have this relationship with the eagle. It's built up over a long period of time. And it shows the relationship, the close relationship of the Mongolian nomadic or semi-nomadic people with nature.
所以这个猎鹰节的精髓就是 it is a matter of something. A matter of something 就是事关于什么东西。它的精髓就是 demonstrating, 展示 their skills with the eagles, 展示训鹰技术。Their relationship and bonding with the eagles. 展示畜鹰人和猎鹰之间的那种关系，甚至一种 bonding， bonding 就是一种非常深厚的连结啊，这个人尊重鹰，鹰也尊重人，这是他们好几年之间呢建立起来的一种非常深厚的连结。所以一个陌生人啊，你只能去观摩和敬仰这种关系，你自己要是不去训鹰的话，你达不到这种，你也理解不了这种，他怎么会听你的命令，然后就这么厉害的去能够帮你去捕猎呢？啊，这是非常要经过长时间的一种训练和相互的啊一种相处。
So,there was what are we seeing? You're talking about this relationship with the eagles, and Jeff's saying that there's a very high hill near the competition ground. So you are on this plain, on this flat area, but nearby is this high hill. And the eagles would be taken up to the top of the hill, and the rider would come out, right? And we'll do this bit by bit. So there's a very high hill near the competition ground. The eagles would be taken up to the top of the hill,And the rider would come out on the horse.
好，在竞技场附近呢 ，there is a very high hill， 有一座非常高的山 ，near the competition ground. Eagles would be taken up to the top of the hill. 猎鹰呢会被直接带到山顶 ，taken up to 嘛，直接的就带上去了。然后这个时候 ，a rider would come out， 一名骑手就出现了。他要干嘛呢
？So the rider would come out. He would call the eagle.Right, he would call, he would make a sound, a call for the eagle. And the eagle could be 300 or 400 meters away, and the eagle would swoop down from the hill and land on his or her... I get this slightly wrong, sorry. Right, there was a high hill near the competition ground. The eagles would be taken to the top of the hill, right? That's the next bit. The rider would come out, but that rider was below the hill...And he would call the eagle, and the eagle would swoop down from this hill, 300 or 400 meters. The eagle swoops down from the hill and lands on the arm of the rider.
嗯，这是一种记忆的a skill, demonstrating the skill, 展示的。那是山鹰呢被带到山顶，人呢站在山底，然后这个时候他就 call the eagle, 他就会呼叫自己的那个猎鹰，以特别的口哨啊什么之类的。The eagle.就是300-400 meters away 300-400 meters 的之外的 eagle 呢，这个时候就会 swoop down， 突然的就俯冲下来 from the hill and land on his or her arm， 落在这个猎手他或他的这个手臂上啊，这种就是呼唤我的战友下来，神一样的战友大金雕呼唤他下来，他马上就下来了。
Right, the next bit was not particularly nice. Another sport was to drag a carcass of a goat behind a horse. So you've got the goat, you know, the, what do you call it?
Shanyang.
Right, you've got the goat and the carcass, the body of the goat, dragged behind a horse. And the rider's eagle would see the carcass and swoop at it and land on it.
好，另外一个运动哈、啊，就是什么呢？老布说不是场面不是很美，他说，会 drag a carcass 就是尸体，会呢拖一个山羊的尸体 carcass of a goat behind a horse， 马的后面呢拖一只山羊的尸体。这个时候 rider's eagle would see the carcass， 哈、啊，猎鹰就会在很远的地方看到这个山羊的尸体，然后马上 swoop on it， 朝尸体俯冲下来，停在上面 land on it。
A whole series of events around eagles, right? So there was a lot of events, not just simply the eagles, but there was a lot of events around this festival. There was even a camel race that Jeff described as pretty underwhelming. In other words, these guys were racing on the camels, and Jeff said, well, so-so, but not nearly as exciting as the eagle.
A whole series of events around eagles. 这个节日呢，还有一系列的关于这个鹰的活动啊，展示他们的特殊的技能，展示这个人们驯养他们、训练他们，就是多少年来以后所掌握的一些技能。And there was even a camel race. 还有赛骆驼 ，which was pretty underwhelming.
Yeah.
就是也非常震撼，赛骆驼哈、啊。但是呢 ，the eagle side of it
was really quite superb.
这是关于鹰的那部分呢，表演那真是 quite superb， 那真是好看到什么了？到绝，好看到绝，这就是带给人最大刺激的一种观看的方式哈、啊，看这个鹰来捕猎，这个老鹰捕猎啊是奇景啊， 完全是以迅雷不及掩耳之势从天而降，而且在最后那一刹那间啊，戛然收住他的翅膀，然后马上的迅猛出击，稳准狠，把利爪戳进猎物的头骨，是这样的。然后比如说在捕猎这个大型的动物的时候，狐狸啊、黄羊什么的，好，他就把这个猎物先控制着，然后或者是跟这个猎物搏斗，这个时候骑手就立马赶到，然后一下子就把这个猎物给擒获了，这样。所以要人鹰精密的配合。好，我们来看看第二段的 questions。
Number one, why did Jeff fly to Bayan Ughi?
好 ，Jeff 为什么要坐飞机去巴彦乌里盖呢
？Number two, where did he stay?
他住在什么地方
？Number three, how old was the oldest competitor?
最年长的参赛选手年纪有多大呢
？Number four, how old was the youngest?
那最年幼的参赛选手又有多大呢
？I think we say how young was the youngest Xing Jing. We say there how old is the youngest. I think that's actually bad English. I'm going to criticize myself for writing that. I would say how young was the youngest. How old was the oldest? How young was the youngest?
可英语就这么说哈，英语就说 how old is the youngest.
Not how old. How young is the youngest?What age is the youngest? There you are.
And what are the competitors trying to do? 参赛选手呢要试图展示什么呢？
No, we flew. It would take the best part of 3 days to drive from Ulaanbaatar to Bayan Olgi.、Mm. So we flew to Bayan Olgi. It was quite a fine flight, just a twin prop plane. It took from memory about an hour, 20 minutes, an hour and a half or something. But once you're there, you're in another world. They're Kazakhs. They're not Mongolian. And it's a very strong Kazakh culture there.、Mm. And we stayed in a Gur camp.、Mm.The Gur camp was excellent, but it's spacing.
The Eagle Festival, what was going on?
It was over 2 days. It began with a big parade and a registration of the participants. There were 92 participants. The oldest was 87, and the youngest was 9 years of age. There was a very young woman who's, I think, 10 or 11 years of age. She, interestingly enough, has just featured in a documentary for the...Eagle Huntress.、Mm-hmm. It's a matter of demonstrating their skills with the eagles and their relationship and bonding with the eagles. There's a very high hill near the competition ground, and the eagles would be taken up to the top of the hill. A rider would come out and he would just call the eagle, and the eagle would, just 300-400 meters away, would swoop down from the hill and land on his arm or her arm. Another sport was to drag a carcass of a goat behind the horse.、Mm-hmm. The rider's eagle would see the carcass and swoop on it and land on it. A whole series of events around eagles. There's even a camel race, which I think is pretty underwhelming myself, but the eagles are quite superb.
好了，这就是今天我们听到的第二段了哈。来回答一下问题吧。Questions. Why did Jeff fly to?
He was driving would take 3 days.
因为开车呢需要三天的时间啊。Where did they stay?
In a gear.
蒙古包里。
A yurt.
How old was the oldest competitor?
92.
92岁了。92岁身体还这么好。最小的呢
How young was the youngest? 9.
九岁。What are the competitor trying to do?
Demonstrating the skills with the eagles.
就是要展示驯鹰的技能。哎呀，今天我们的这篇文章当中，大家听了肯定很不过瘾哈，想知道到底那个猎鹰节的 Eagle Festival 有哪些精彩的场景？在那个网上呢，大家可以搜索一下，在哈萨克猎鹰啊什么的，都有一些视频非常精彩，那个视频简直堪称大片儿，很精彩的 ，super amazing。
Jing Jing，wait for 1 minute. Sanbadu.
肯定是一种 Mongolian language.
蒙古话 ，the Sanbulu. If I remember right, that's like 你好 ，Sanbulu.
啊，你学会了蒙古语是吧
？The other one I remember was Mungopiv. That was beer, Mongolian beer. Mungopiv, right? And was it in the currency? Oh, I'm forgetting now.
What is that to say goodbye?
I can't remember. It's a lot. It was how many years? It was 16 years ago. 16 years ago. I remember that Sanbulu. It's actually a very hard language, very difficult language to do. And also, a lot of it is written in the Cyrillic, the Russian characters. So it's quite... But it's a very beautiful country. And if you can go there, take the train.Because the journey is absolutely beautiful.
老伯爷爷倒是强烈的推荐大家哈， 去有机会要坐火车到蒙古去看看，看看那个草原的美景，体会一下这个风土人情。在哈萨克族的传统里啊，鹰是唯一能够直视太阳而不被灼伤的神鸟，所以不论是在捕食或者飞行的时候，它永远是巨遥蓝天的终极猎手。所以如今呢，哈萨克的牧民们仍然都保留着驯雕的传统。猎鹰呢，经过精心的喂养和严格的训练，在出猎的季节就会化身为牧民神一样的队友，成为凶悍的捕猎的利器。好，这就是今天呢，我们和大家一起分享的 The Eagle Festival， 天下观棋确实大开眼界。Thank you very much, Bruce.
Sambalu, there you are.
感谢大家的收听，周末愉快，再见。